Now we want to tell you about a very special performer, someone many people have called one of a kind. What makes her one of a kind? Well, she's a native Washingtonian. She fuses pop, R&B, and hip-hop, and she does all that while accompanying herself on an unusual instrument, her harp. She has long been a Washington area sensation, but she captured the nation's attention after competing on the hit show America's Got Talent in 2009. She earned standing ovations throughout the competition, then went on to collaborate with some top names in the music industry. She just finished a world tour with Lady Gaga, opened for John Legend, and performed at the Ludacris Foundation's tribute to Quincy Jones. Now Rashida Jolly is working on her solo career, and her debut album is called Tales of My Heart. And she was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studio, our performance studio for a Rashida Jolly. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Look at you, all grown up. And I can say that because I say in the Washington, D.C. area, people have been seeing you perform since you were a little girl. Yeah. How did you get that bug?
You know what? I can't take any credit for it. My father was a professional jazz guitarist, Howard University's first person to receive a degree in jazz studies, and he just reared all of his children in music. So I started at a very young age. I started singing in choir, and I started studying harp. And the harp came from my mother.
I was going to ask about why the harp?
Totally my mother's idea. She just said to me one day, you're going to play the harp. I had studied different instruments, violin, piano, flute. And one day she just said, harp is the one. So I ended up falling in love with this instrument and never letting go of it.
Were you so little that it didn't occur to you to object?
No, I did object at first. I'm like, oh, what? A harp? But, you know, I've learned I have to listen to my mother, you know, or major consequences. So,
well, why didn't
I'm
you
glad I listened to
Because it wasn't cool. You thought, nobody plays the
well,
harp.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't cool. It wasn't like piano or drums or guitar. It wasn't a cool instrument. But it was also my mother who came with the idea of me taking the harp and doing pop and R&B music with it. So my mom is full of good ideas. So I tend to try to follow her direction.
Good idea.
Right?
She has a track record. I do want to just talk a little bit more about your dad before we talk about you and your career, because you've actually talked very movingly about the influence that he has had on your career. He's no longer with us, and I'm so sorry
for that.
Thank you. Could you just talk a little bit more about that, though?
Yeah. My father was my greatest inspiration, and my father was, he was offered a record deal, the opportunity to go on a worldwide tour. But he turned it down because he didn't want to be away from his kids. There's seven of us all together. And so he sacrificed his career, and his dream was to go back into music after he raised all of his kids. Unfortunately, he passed away unexpectedly before we all became adults. So every day that I get up, I remember that. My goal is to leave this earth feeling as if I honored him.
Well, let's hear some music then. I think you're going to play something for us. I think you're going to play My Heart from your new CD.
Yes, it's up on YouTube. The video is, and the song is on iTunes right now. It's called Play My Heart.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Thank you. Okay.
Met you on the dance floor, feeling your vibe. Something about you caught my eye. So crazy, I got lost in a trance. From the moment that you reached for my hands, I had to face the truth. Wanna be close to you. You make me wanna move. So I'ma play my heart till we dance away.
Play My Heart, that is from Rashida Jolly's new CD, her debut album. It's called Tales of My Heart. She's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. And she's a singer, as of course you heard, and also a harpist. And I can... This thing is huge, by the way. This thing is huge. You can't really do a lot of dancing around with that thing. So like, you know, maybe you have a smaller one that you perform
with, do.
Right, actually.
I have two. I have a small one that weighs 7 pounds. I can strap it on to be like a guitar.
Is that what you... We mentioned that you had been on tour with Lady Gaga. Did you,
yes.
Did you use the little one or the big one?
For the slower songs I did on tour, I used the big harp. And for the up-tempo pop songs, we used the little one.
The little baby harp. Did they have names?
You know what? I call this Big Mama. I call the little harp Little Mama.
I could see that. And as we mentioned, you also opened for John Legend. What have those experiences been like?
Absolutely incredible. And what's amazing is really the opportunity to share the music that comes from my heart. And that's what the album is about, the tales of my heart. And in those opportunities, like opening up for John Legend and the event that I got to do with the tribute to Quincy Jones, being able to just do, you know, the music that comes from inside of me that was inspired by my father and everything that I went through, from the beautiful relationship I saw between my parents to even the lows of some of my personal experiences that I've had in love, just to be able to express that through my CD and to be able to perform it is wonderful.
Would you talk a little bit about the America's Got Talent experience, though? Because, you know, it seems as though we kind of have a love it or hate it relationship with these reality shows now. You know, on the one hand, people love these things. They're wildly popular. On the other hand, some people think that these shows are really, they just kind of give people license to be mean. So what's your experience with it?
Sure.
What was it like for you?
What was it like?
Mm-hmm.
They're the positives and the negatives, the pros and the cons of being on a TV talent show like that. But, you know, it was great because it's what you do with it. I think that's what counts. You can turn it into a positive. And not too long after I did America's Got Talent, I went on a worldwide tour with Lady Gaga. After going with on a worldwide tour of Lady Gaga, I'm putting out my own project. So it's always what you turn it into. You know, there are challenges and everything, challenges in the industry.
But what's the biggest? Is it the time management piece? Is it trying to fit into a certain image of women performers? Or what's the hard part about it?
You know, one of the challenges is that when you're doing those shows, you don't really get the opportunity to be able to do your original music. That's really your sound and your style. But it gives you the opportunity to be able to get the exposure so that you can put out your music and you can put out your style and your sound. So I say that negative turned into a positive picture.
That makes sense to me. No, I understand. That makes sense to me. So let's hear some more of your music. I understand that you want to play There's No One Else Like You, I think you would.
Yes, that's right. It's a song that I wrote about my parents. They had a beautiful love story. And my father, who was also a songwriter, I feel that because I wrote this song after my father passed away, I feel that the words came from him. And I was a messenger to give that to my mother. And the name of the song is called There's No One Else Like You.
Say that I wanna walk away. like you. Who cares for me like you do? I am my
That's Rashida Jolly. She's singing There's No One Else Like You. It's from her debut album, Tales of My Heart. I'm holding my breath here. It's like I can't. Like oh, wow. Well, you've also, at a very early age, gotten involved in things like encouraging, you know, healthy living, healthy
yes.
lifestyles. You've been involved with the American Heart Association. It's yes. kind of unusual for somebody your age to do. And
Thank
also... getting involved with military families. I understand that you wrote a song called So Far Away that's dedicated to the military families in this country. What gave you the idea?
You know what? For both things, I was inspired by my father. My father died unexpectedly from a heart defect. And it really inspired me to want to do something, not just through music, but also through giving back, to be able to honor my father's legacy and to be able to prevent someone else from going through what I went through, a child losing a parent or a parent losing a child. And so when my father passed away from his heart defect, it inspired me to start changing my lifestyle and inspired my family. I said, you know what? I need to use my music as a vehicle to be able to inspire other people as well so that we can all extend our lives. And then this song came to me. It was the idea of my brother. And he said, let's write about a song about the families of those who are in the military, because it's hard on them when they have a relative go away, you know. And recently I got an email from my godbrother who is away now, and he has kids and he has a wife, and it's hard for him. It's hard for the family. So just as a dedication to them, to let them know you're not forgotten. And I'm just a big believer in love. The love that people have for this country to make that sacrifice is priceless.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. And,
thank you.
You know, I hope you'll keep us posted on all of your adventures. You know, hopefully
thank
you'll,
you.
You know, check in from time to time and wave at us. I understand that you're going to, did you feel like playing So Far Away for us?
Yeah,
before
we sure. This is called So Far Away.
Okay. Well, Rashida Jolly is a harpist, singer, and songwriter. Her debut album is called Tales of My Heart, and she was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. Performance Studio 4A to share some stories with us and some tales from her heart. And Rashida, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And before we let you go, she's going to sing So Far Away.
Your eyes speak to me. They say you will go, but you can't say to me, you know. And I know it, this came for
that was singer, songwriter, harpist Rashida Jolly performing her new song, So Far Away. Her debut solo album is called Tales of My Heart. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Bridget Deshagas, Andrew Limbong, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Amitha Parasher, and Amy Taub. Our intern is Bridget Armstrong. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producers are Devar Ardalan and Walter Ray Watson, with help this week from Emily Oxenschlager. The technical director is Neil Tevolt. He had a hand this week from Brian Jarbo and Dennis Nielsen. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.
And I need to see your face. Are you I need to touch your hand, imagine you're right.